Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the gospel lesson, which has been read by Trey. And the theme this morning, our duty to God and government. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it was a very strange partnership, a coalition between the religious nationalistic Pharisees and a political group who accepted the house of Herod as the rightful ruler of Palestine. They were known as Herodians. The combined hatred of Jesus forged this alliance. As it is today, the focus of hatred is to destroy. And there's no doubt that Jesus, his church, each of you, are still the prey of the hatred and persecution of overzealous governmental and religious leaders. So these evil ones ask Jesus a question. It's a question that most Christians actually know. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the government or not? Evil men never pose questions for the benefit of others. Their only desire is to entrap, humiliate, and ultimately to destroy. Yet Jesus answers them, and his answer is shocking and perfect. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Your Lord's response answers for all time that God's kingdom is not of this world. Yet at the very same time, God has also given you, he has given us, he has given all men government. Both kingdoms are divinely sanctioned. Both are equal in the ordinances of God. Therefore, as we are about to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, let us discuss this morning our duty to God and government. The Pharisees and Herodians had only one purpose in mind, only one thing in mind, that was to trap Jesus in giving an answer that they could turn against him and charge him. You see, the bounds of evil men have no limit. They will use anything they can so as to entrap, charge, and yes, destroy. Happens every day in government. All you have to do is watch the news, listen to the radio, read your newspaper. We see it's happening in Washington, D.C., in every state capital, and it probably even happens in local government. There are those who don't like the leader. Therefore, they will do everything they can to entrap, to charge, to destroy. Yet, are you tempted, dear ones, not to render unto Caesar the thing that is Caesar's? Jesus reminds us this morning that government is ordained by God, not by man. Paul writes to the Romans and he says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities, resists what God has appointed. And those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror of good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the evildoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to those who are owed taxes. Revenue to whom revenue is owed. Respect to whom respect is owed. Honor to whom honor is owed. The point is this, my dear brothers and sisters. It's not the type or the quality of government. That's not the point. Government is of God and is therefore in and of itself not evil. So what makes government evil? And I'm sure you have already named some in your mind already. We think of Nazi Germany. We think of the Stalinist Soviet Union. We even today think of North Korea. It's not that the government is evil. It is the evil men who have made the government evil. Respect and obedience to government, as you have just heard, is commanded by God. After all, didn't Jesus say, render to Caesar, render to the government, the things that are the government's? You see, there are no conditions here. We are to pay our duty to government in the things that are the government's. It's also true, as we as Lutherans, we know this, that the government is the kingdom of the left. We even see this in Jesus' words today. The kingdom of Caesar is the kingdom of the left, the kingdom of this world. It's a kingdom in which you live in today, which you live in temporally today. And since you live in this kingdom of the left, you're fulfilling a vocation. A vocation which has been freely given to you by God, whether it be mother or father or son or daughter or student or teacher or worker or farmer. These have been given to you, and they've been given to you so that you can fulfill the work that God works through you, and so that you can also support your government. Basically, Jesus is telling the Herodians, he's telling the Pharisees, he's telling you, and he's telling me to do our duty to government. We are to be an example. We as Christians are to be an example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What does it say of Jesus when a Christian rebels against the government by not paying his or her taxes? When a Christian leads against the government a riot or a revolt with no purpose or cause, what does that say of Jesus? You see, we are to support the functions of government. For the function of government, the major function of government, is to quell evil doing and to support the good. The government wields the sword. That's known as capital punishment. The government is also entreated to raise armies to defend you from those evil governments and evil men that we know that have existed and exist today. That's the purpose of government. And as you support your government, you are fulfilling your vocation. Yes, you're fulfilling your vocation as a citizen. Dear ones, we are summoned into a new relationship with God, by God, through the waters of holy baptism. Through the redemptive act of Jesus Christ, we are reconciled to our Father in heaven. And in faith, we live the new life today, right now, which is ours in our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, today we are also rendered the things to God that are God's. We are to render unto God the things that belong to Him. From our text this morning, we must conclude that among the duties that we are to pay to our Lord in heaven, as His children, as Christians, is to take seriously our duty to our government as a citizen in which we live. Peter writes for us, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as set by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you will put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Yes, you are free servants of God, who are also free to be obedient not only to your Lord, but to be obedient to your government. However, dear ones, it is not a blind obedience. You are to render to government, not surrender to government. Obedience to governmental officials, to governmental law, is not equal to supporting corruption, law-breaking, rioting. As a matter of fact, just because government says that something is legal doesn't make it right or moral or permissible for a child of God. For instance, abortion. The government says it's legal. God says it's not. Thou shalt not murder. Alternative lifestyles or same-sex marriage. Government says it's legal. God says it's not. A man will be joined to a woman. A man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they too will become one flesh. That is God's law, His ordinance. Government doesn't have the right to change God's law. Government doesn't have the right to overturn anything or ignore God's holy word. You and I know we are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We are to honor our leaders, yes, leaders of government and of church. We are to honor all men, as Peter tells us. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Just as Caesar's image was printed on their coinage, as Jonathan just showed our children. Well, I don't have a coin, but since I'm a poor pastor and I didn't have any money on me, I had to borrow one from Braden. I don't know where he got all of his money from, but he had a dollar bill at least. You see, there is an image on this dollar bill. And it's true on the back. It says, the United States of America. This money belongs to the government. Ultimately, it belongs to God. So this image is shown for a purpose, just as the image of Christ is shown in all of us. It is the power and person and work of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of which we reflect in our Christian lives each and every single day. Therefore, it is right and proper then to render unto God the fitting response of faith. You see, Jesus' opponents, they refuse to render unto God. How about you? What is your duty to God? What are you to render unto Him? The things that are God's. What are those? Repentance. Turning from your sin. confession of your sin, trusting only in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the one who has saved you from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Not trusting in your own works, and certainly not trusting in the government as a God. You are to render unto God praise and worship, the grateful response of a forgiven sinner. As you support His church, you also proclaim your Lord's saving gospel. What has Jesus done to merit such a response from you and me? Dear ones, He won salvation for you. He did this freely, and He did it for you, for each and every one of you. He took your debt of sin and paid for it here on the cross. He cried out, "It is finished, paid in full." You no longer owe anything to God except your praise and your worship and your confession and your faith and your belief. Jesus has paid the ransom. You are no longer dead in your trespasses and sin. You have truly been set free because the Son has set you free. You have been released. You have been redeemed. And Jesus didn't stay dead. On the third day, He rose from the dead, proving that He alone, He and He alone, not government, not another person, not anything on this earth, He alone conquered sin, death, and the power of the devil. Jesus renders unto God, His Father, His very life, so that He could share with you the most precious gift, His righteousness. And in His righteousness, you've been given and opened to you the kingdom of God. Therefore, dear ones, continue to come here. Continue to come here and pay your duty to God, realizing that each time you see the cross, remember that Jesus has paid your debt, and therefore you are free. You are free indeed to confess your sins. And in your confession, Jesus will certainly announce to each and every one of you that all your sin is forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen. A clean